This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, head coach Rob Chudzinski has been very busy putting together his coaching staff. And one name that jumps out to Browns fans is offensive coordinator North Turner. Talk about the significance of this hire.
It's hugely significant because when you look at North Turner's name, what it means to the NFL. He is one of the foremost offensive thinkers in this league, 38 years of experience. And when he was recently dismissed as head coach of the San Diego Chargers, he became one of the more sought-after candidates for offensive coordinator openings in the league. There were definitely more teams than the Browns after his services. But what this really came down to was relationship between Turner and Chudzinski. Rob had been on Turner's staff in San Diego as a tight ends coach, assistant head coach, and I think that relationship, I know, had went a long way toward the trust that Turner had in coming along to the staff. He brought his son Scott with him as well to coach the Browns wide receivers. So I think this makes a perfect marriage because they understand each other. And Turner brings a concept of attack-oriented offensive football. It's about getting touchdowns instead of first downs. I mean, you get a first down along the way, but you always are seeking that touchdown. Now he has a chance to implement that offense with the Cleveland Browns.
Vic, you look at North Turner, and you talk about his experience of being in the league. This is invaluable for a first-time head coach in Rob Chudzinski.
Yeah, because here he is needing Rob Chudzinski, someone to lean on, someone for counsel, advice. And Turner is that kind of guy. He's such a likable person and easy and approachable, and they'll communicate very well. The other thing he'll do, too, is incorporate some elements that I think play right into the Browns' strengths. He likes big, tall receivers. Hello, Josh Gordon. Hello, Greg Little. He likes a running back who can be highly productive. He's had 1,100-yard, 1,200-yard running backs, LaDainian Tomlinson, among others, in San Diego. Hello, Trent Richardson, as part of that. He likes to take a fast receiver and put him in the slot. Hello, Travis Benjamin. I mean, he's got the components, and he'll also involve the tight end in a big way. Antonio Gates being that guy, an Ohio guy involved in San Diego's offense. We'll see who that guy is with the Browns. Obviously, you still have Ben Watson around here, and you know you could conceivably get that from Jordan Cameron, but maybe they go outside and add a tight end, but he could make that guy a productive player too.
There were some other hires today. You mentioned his son, Scott Turner, but also, too, offensive line coach Mike Sullivan. Talk about him, because like Rob Chudzinski, he's back for a third stint.
Yeah, Mike Sullivan comes back to work with the Browns offensive line, and he was here before. Mike Sullivan is an outstanding and thorough and detail-oriented coach, very dedicated, you know, to his craft, and loves really being in Cleveland. As much as he enjoyed his time around the league and being in warmer climates, coming back to Cleveland was a good thing. I actually spoke with him about this at last year's Senior Bowl, about, you know, the time that we had spent together when he was here in Cleveland, and he was looking forward. He said someday, and he said this to me, he said, someday you and I are going to be back there together again, and sure enough, he is.
Strength and conditioning coach Brad Roll. Now, he was with Coach Chudzinski back in his days in Miami. Talk about him.
Yeah, 19 years of experience, and that goes back to the University of Miami, where he worked with exceptional athletes there. And head coaches, you know, like to have their own guy in that role, a guy that they know, a guy whose philosophy they believe in. It's such an important part of your program to have someone make sure athletes are in top condition, make sure their weight training is what it needs to be. And this is someone that Rob Chudzinski has that high level of trust in.
Along with those hires, Vic, Coach Chudzinski retained special teams coordinator Chris Tabor and offensive line coach George Warhop. How important was that, Vic?
I think these were two big moves because you kept continuity in special teams. Chris Tabor does an excellent job. He had drawn a lot of interest around the league when there was the possibility he might be available in the open market. And you've got Phil Dawson, of course, who's a guy that his great experience in kicking, the relationship that he had with Tabor was huge. The development and improvement of the coverage teams with guys like Johnson Batamosi in that group, and the return game with young Travis Benjamin there. And the same with George Warhop. If he's in the open market, he would have been heavily courted by other teams as well. He's an outstanding offensive line coach. Keeping him here helps with the transition of the young players that were broken in, like Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, on that offensive line. And I expect George Warhop and Mike Sullivan to collaborate operate well coaching the offensive line.
Well, Vic, there's still more hires to be made, and Browns fans will bring you all the updates right here on ClevelandBrowns.com. Vic, thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure.
Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Vic Carucci, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.